sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Maras and Miriam Baschana and Lili Nishmas Maras Chana Basra Meir Zev. It says in the Medrash and the Pasuk Vizayis HaBracha Sher Berach Moshe Shaloikim Zesha Markasa Rabbis Banos Azuchel Bat Alisal Kulana, that many women have done great things, but you're the best. What does it mean, you're the best? You're better than everybody else. This is talking about Moshe, who was Misa'al Yosem and Akol. How does this work? In the previous year, we saw the dialogue between Moshe and Adam Arishon. Now, we see an interesting dialogue between Noach and Moshe. Noach Amar LeMoshe, Ani Gadol Mimcha, I'm bigger than you. I'm greater than you, said Noach. Shenitzalti Midor HaMabel, I was saved from the Mabel. I'm greater than you. You saved yourself. You didn't have the koch to save your generation. I saved myself and I saved my generation. When they were obligated to be destroyed because of the eagle, it says that God changed his mind from the evil that he was going to do to the nation. What is this similar to? The base Sfinos Shahayu Biyam. There were two Sfinos that were in the water. And there were two captains. One saved himself and didn't save his ship, and the other one saved himself and saved his ship. Who are you going to praise? Not the one who saved himself and his ship. So to Noach, he only saved himself, says the Medrash. Moshe Rabbeinu saved himself and his generation. That's what it means. V'atel sa'akulana. Moshe Rabbeinu, you're the best. So we're going to explain this Medrash beautifully based on the Sefer Maskil Lishlomo and Maimer Sheni. The common denominator between Noach and Moshe that the Chachamim spoke about is Mefursim in the Torah. They both stood at the head of a generation, which was Chayv Klai L'Makom, and they were saved. They were promised that a new generation would come from them. By Noach it says, Kez Kol Basar Balafanai. Kios Charisi Tzadik L'Fanai B'dor Hazeh. By Moshe Rabbeinu it says, V'ata Nichali V'Echar Piva Em Bachalem. V'as Oso L'Goy Godol. By Noach it says that the end of all flesh has come before me, because now I see that you're a tzaddik in front of me in this generation. By Moshe it says, leave me alone and my anger will flare and I will destroy them and I'll make you a great nation. But Noach saved himself, but he didn't save his generation. He didn't do a shtadlis for them. But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't only save himself, but he also took the trouble to save his generation as well. What was the tefillah of Moshe? Zechor l'Avram l'Yitzhak l'Yisrael avadecha asher nishbata lahem bach. Remember Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, your servants that you swore to them. And the Gemara explains, what does Moshe Rabbeinu mean? Amar Reb Elazar, brachas lamid beis, Amar Moshe l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ribono shel'olam, uma kisei shel shalosh regalim, ma dochat sher, of three legs, in other words, an uma that has the schus of three avos, can't stand before you b'shas kascho, a kisei of regal echa, the schus of Moshe alone, which is only one leg, Alachas kam v'kame, how am I going to stand before you? Lord el shesh b'boshes panami avos, I'm embarrassed for my forefathers. Ach shev yom ru parna shehem et aleim. Look at this leader that he gave them. B'kesh gedula atzmo v'lo b'kesh aleim rachamim. He wanted greatness for himself and he didn't ask for mercy for his people. So that's the Gemara. So hagam, that we don't find anywhere that Moshe Rabbeinu was mevakesh gedula zula atzmo. Nevertheless, we see from the Gemara that had Moshe Rabbeinu not davened and he'd remained silent, we would have said that he was happy about this gzeira. And the nichusa, this being accepting the gzeira, would be like bakoshes gedula la'atzma. Amad v'espal, he got up and he davened, and b'koch z'chus avos, his tefillah was miskabel. But not, that's unlike Noach, that wasn't mispal over Dora. And the sarver v'kibel ha'gzeira, he accepted the gzeira, and it's like he was mevakesh gedula la'atzma. And the gedula was actually perpetuated, because everybody is called, all the people in the world are called B'nai Noach, not B'nai Adam, not B'nai Sheis. B'nai Noach, that's what the Goyim are called, B'nai Noach. In Parashas Ekev, Moshe Rabbeinu reviewed what happened to Maisa Egel and what was Nigzar and Klal Yisrael. If you look there, you'll find that in the Lashon of Mishneh Torah, of Dvarim, the dimensions of the Gzeira are different than what it says in Parashas Kisisa and Dvarim, Perek Tes. It says, Herif m'meni v'ashmideim v'emchas shema mitachas ha'shamayim v'es eschol l'goy godol otzim v'rov mimenu. Leave me alone and I will destroy them and I will erase your name from under their name from under the heavens, and I'll make you into a great nation, greater than them. In Parashas Kisisa, the Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, "Vata ani chali v'yicharapi b'hem v'achalem be'esos chalagoy gadol." And there it says that leave me alone and my anger will flare against them and I'll make you into a great nation. So it's not a stira chas v'shalom. Just in Mishnah Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu is the miturgaman of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when he's chazering on what was said to him in Pia Gvura, he's explaining this to Klal Yisrael. And that's the emes in all of Mishnah Torah. And according to this, when it says heref mimeni, what does it mean heref mimeni? Hanichali. Right? Because whereas in Parshas Kisisa it says Hanichali, and in Parshas Ekev it says heref mimeni. So Hanichali is heref mimeni, leave me alone. And when it says Ve'achaleim, what does Ve'achaleim mean? So Moshe Rabbeinu explains in Dvarim, Ve'ashmideim. Ve'ichar api v'hem. What is that? What's the translation there? Ve'emches shema mitachas v'shamayim. So that's touched by Moshe in Dvarim as them I will Ashmideim, I will erase their name from under the heavens. Ve'ezroso legoy gadol. What's the touch there? Ve'ezroso legoy otzum v'rav mimen. I'll make you a great nation greater than them. So even though if you're osek in this parasha and you don't explain all the differences, you're not properly yotzei yidei chova, you have to understand everything. Nevertheless, what's nogea here is beikar the chiddush of emches shema mitachas v'shamayim that isn't mentioned in parashas Kisisa. It's mistaber that the mechias shame was that they should no longer be called Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And not only that, but even Shem Yisrael, which is etzem shemam, that is going to be erased. And that definitely makes the gzeira even deeper than stam charon af that comes out of the lashon of the gzeira in parashas Kisisa. This is mamish, you're going to lose your name. No longer Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, no longer Bnei Yisrael. So what name are they going to be called? Mistaber, that they're going to be called Bnei Moshe, because he's going to be the father of that nation. So they're going to be called Bnei Moshe. Just like told us Noach are called Bnei Noach, because he was their father after the Mabul. So if Moshe was shosek to this suggestion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he's going to be the father of this nation that's going to be called Al Shemo. So this shtika would be considered, would be perceived as Bakashas Gedula Atzma. And it's no small matter that was presented to Moshe, that he's going to be the father of this eternal nation, and he's going to assure himself a place amongst those great people of human history. Moshe Rabbeinu withstood this test, and he wasn't receptive to this offer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Adarabba, Vayichal Moshe, as Pnei Hashem Elokav, he was marish betfilaso, kol olamos, he mamish, made all the world shake for him. And he said not to erase the name of the Jewish people, and to remember Zchus Avos, and to be mavir roya gzeira. Mitoch Divrei HaGemara that we mentioned earlier, we see that the Charon Af of Parshas Kisisa is intended dafka to be Oker Shem Yisrael, that's mitzarif the Zchus Shloshes Avos, to one koma, to one unit, that is compared to a chair of three regalim. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was mitargin the Charon Af to say that Emches Shemam Mitachas HaShemayim, I'm going to erase their name, the name of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, three-pronged chair. But what he called himself a Kiseh of Regalachas, a big tema, since Moshe Rabbeinu is the child of the Avos, so it would be a Kiseh of Arba Regalim V'yamud Le'olam. What do you mean, regalachas? Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not regalachas, it's four now. It's going to be you and the three of us. The Maharsha was omed on this kasha. What do you mean, one leg is going to be four legs? And he explains, bedochak, that lashon of kisa shregalachas is lav dafka. It means that a kisa of three regalim can stand. Nevertheless, because of your kasha, it has no tkuma. So what's it going to help to add another leg? All right. The Maharal, the Gur Aryeh, explains, I'm not being mazels on the Maharsha, but that doesn't seem to be necessarily what the Gemara is saying. The Maharal and the Gur Aryeh is Mefarish Divrei Chachamim, that it's Dafka V'Dafka V'Lashon HaKadosha, Sok the Maharal, we're quoting his Lashon, Mipnei Zamra Kisei Shel Gemer Ugalim Damer Yitzchak VeYaakov Nikraim Avos LeYisrael Hem Kmo Sharoshim Sheilim Nismach Alav Kmo Sheyismach HaKisei Al Aglayim Kasher Amar LeMoshe Escha Oscha LeGoy Gadol Vescha LeGoy Gadol Ratzel Shehu Yiyah Moshe Ava LeUma Shirei Amar VeEse Oscha LeGoy Gadol VeYolah Nikraim Al Shema Avos Kmo Shenoch LeYikarav LeYisrael Afakav Shekoy Yisrael Yotzu Mena V'chein Shem LeNikra Av So Nikra Avos LeYisrael Arav Mitzvah Yaakov Kach Lo Yeh Nikra Av Ela Moshe Nase LeGoy Gadol. In other words, you see from the Ma'aral Moiridik that Mitoch LeCharon Af and the Ma'is LeEgel, the Machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was to establish a nation that's not going to be Mesiachis anymore to Arav Mitzvah Yaakov, just like we're all Mesiachis to Noach, but we Jews are not called B'nai Noach, we're Mesiachis to Shem, we're not called B'nai Shem. So even though it'd be Meyuchas officially, biologically, to Arav Mitzvah Yaakov, but that wouldn't be any more the spiritual Yachas, it would only be to Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's how the Ma'aral explains the one leg, the taka, the Yichus to the other of us would be broken and it would just be you. So if you're Ma'ayin B'divrei Chachamim, you can understand how that gzeira of Achaleim and Ashmideim and Emches Shmam was mamish mida keneged mida to the chet that they were chote b'maisa egel in Parshas Chukas, the Torah's mitzav and the mitzvah of Paraduma. So Rashi there brings from the Yisod of Moshe Darshan a mashal that was a ben Shifcha who dirtied the palace of the king. And they said that B'tavo Imo, let this mother come, this person, and let her clean up her son's feces. So to the para, which is the mother, is going to come and be mechaper for the egel, writes the Maharal, according his lashon. Why is Paraduma, which is Matar Tumas Meis, why is that Mechaper and the Maisa Egel? Had they not sinned with the Egel, they'd be living forever. And it says in Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Yosef, Kibul Yisrael, Satara, Shalay, Shalot, Bem, Alacham, Moves, Tachsiv, Lamayin, Yitav, Lachav, Venechad, Oilam. Rabbi Yosef says that Jewish people are only Mekabel Torah. So that the Malach HaMoves should have no power over them, as it says, L'man Yitav Lach, in order that it should be good for you and your children forever. And when they were choted with the Egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Chibalta Maseichem, you were Mechavel, you messed up your deeds, Achen Kadam Tumusin, how are you going to die? L'fika Chamisi, Chayta Egel Be'egel. And therefore, Misa's Chayta Egel Be'egel. Because when they were Mechavel Torah, they weren't supposed to die anymore. When they sinned with the eagle, now they had to die again. So what's going to happen now? What's going to happen now is because of this sin, they lost out in this mile of Matan Torah, and now they're going to have to die. And the Kach Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tavo Imo V'Tekanech L'Fikach Matarin Tumas Meizba. In other words, the Egel causes them to die. So who's going to clean up the Egel? Who's going to clean up the dirt of the Egel? Who's going to clean up the mess that the Egel made? The mother, the para. That's why the Ma'aral says the para is mitar on Maisa Egel, mechapara. The para duma, which is mitar tumas meis, is mechapara on Maisa Egel, because the Egel brought death to the world, and now this the para, the mother, which is mitara mitumas meis, right? You sprinkle that on the person, he's mitara from tumas meis. That's the kapara and the cheda egel. Amen mashem retavu imo v'techapra al-maisa egel, ramzu b'zeh remez muflag b'chach me'od, ki kasher chatu v'asu egel, siba v'aschala ma'sheinu aschala, hotzuchu kapara l'horoz ki eina egel siba v'aschala, rak sheish siba v'aschala egel v'hiya eim. So the remez here is that when they sinned with the egel, they made the egel a cause for something which was in the beginning. And they needed the kapara to be more, to show us that the egel is in the beginning. There's a beginning for the egel, and that's the aim. That's the mother. What's pshat in this Ma'aral? Look there in the Ma'aral, he's marich in this nekuda. So Alex explains that they made a mistake with the egel to make it aschala, and therefore they went with the egel, which is the fruit, but not the paro, which is like the tree, to show themselves that the nivras chavshi b'dumyona, that he's the sibah for his mitzias, he's not totally in his bore. So therefore they go with the egel. You're the god. In other words, they're not going to the source, they're going to the second, to the created being, not to the source. Who's the source? The para. What comes out of the para? The egel, the calf. And they went to the calf to say the calf is God. In other words, that's the beginning of the mitzias. Shanivra chavshi b'dimyono. He thinks that he's the sibel mitziusa and he's not tali b'boru mamziya. And they had to bring a para as a kapara in order to uproot this machshav zara and to be mashrish b'libosim m'se'emes. That just like the egel is not a haschala la'atzmo, it's a toldim and a para, so to a nivra is not a siba la'atzmo. Rather, what's a nivra? It's a mesulav. It's not a cause, it's an effect. From the sibas kol ha'sibas u'mamsi kol mesias kul ha'kodesh baruch hu. However, a sin remained with the egel k'sharish p'yrish v'lana l'chol ha'vay d'zara, because this Torah says that a person has the power to decide that he's the beginning of his mitzias, and this causes this peyra, the separation of the branch from the root, from the tree. The toldos are disconnected from the avos, from the matzi, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's really the source of Avodah Zarah in the world, like the famous Rambam of Avodah Zarah, that it doesn't start, that you see the created beings, the moon, the stars, the sun, and then you say, hey, they have their own individual power, independent power. And that's what Rav Yossi says, Lo kibli Yisrael es haTorah shelo yishlo b'hem malach hamavos. Jewish people only recover Torah in order that the Malach HaMavis shouldn't be sholet. In other words, through Torah there'll be Dovik B'Hashem, who's the Mokor HaChaim, as it says, V'atem Advekim B'Hashem Elokechem Chaim Kulchem Hayom. And Mamela is going to be no Malach HaMavis, and then Rechoite Ve'egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Chibalte Ma'aseichem. Since you were Koris, the Anaf Min HaSharish, and you made the Egel HaSchola, you were Ne'akar Min Mokor HaChaim, and now there's going to be Exeris Misa again, because you cut yourself off from life. The Egel is only the Tolad, it's not the source of life. The Par is the source of life. And you went to the Tolad, you cut yourself off from the source of life, you made that the God. That's it, you also have to die. So this Gzer is the Tsoya of the Egel, what comes out, this feces that comes out of the Egel, that this disgusting idea that you're the source, and you're disconnecting yourself from the real source. Paradum is Matar, Tumas Misa, that's the Kapara. You go back to the source. That there is a haschala, there is a siba for the egel, and that's the mother. That's the maral. Maral also helped us understand. Chazal find a remez b'kafadim yachen ki adam temusim, that's coming to be malamed. That just like I was gozer misa and adam rishon cheta, so to him gozer aleichem misa and chatas ha'egel. Ki adam, just like Adam died by his chet, you're also going to die because of your chet. And if their sin isn't equal, then why should the pasuk equate them? Rather, in Parshas Bereishis, the Maral himself explains that the chet of Adam b'zeh shehivdil es ben apri uben ha'etz. The sin was that they separated between the fruit and the tree, like it says v'atikach mipirio. And what this meant was that they wanted to be mavdil as hanivra mivoro, from the created from the creator, which is the makor v'shor shchiyusa. And when they ate the pri, what they were doing is they were separating from this, from the root, like the Maral's marich. That this, the life, the source of life of this fruit is the tree, and they're disconnecting it from the tree. So that's what Adam Rishon did, and that's what they were doing, disconnecting from the source, and that brings death, and that's mida keneged mida. Because what happens if you take a fruit off a tree? It rots, it dies. It says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Chesam Beis Rishon, Koifer be'ikr haya. What does it mean, be'ikr? Be'ikr, kemashmo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani amarti Elohim atem uvneim kulchem, you're makdim nasiv and ishmi, like malachim bnei elyon, chayim bekam lolam, but ke'odam, just like man who is koifer biker and is nidon lomison, gam atem temusin, that you made an egel. But suri ladecha teshki v'atishkach mokel mecholaleka, that you forgot your creator. And that's what the Jewish people did. The Jewish people cut themselves off from the source. They lost their avos. They lost their God, they lost their avos. If you're cutting yourself off from the source, our pathway to God is through the avos. Okeinu, Elokei Avoseinu, Elokei Avraham, that's our pathway. And they wanted to make themselves a haschala. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, alright, Mita Keneged Mita, now you're not going to be Miyuchas to the Avos anymore. That's it. I'm going to start again from Moshe Rabbeinu, and you lost your connection to the Avos. Now it's Moiridik what Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem. Zechor l'Avram li'tzak l'Yisrael avadecha Hashem nishbat el hembach. Remember the Avos. But the Berlim, my Berz, our Achim, Kochavei Hashemayim, is madgish l'spal above where Avos. In other words, if the Banim chatu, Avos machatu. When you're oiker the Banim, then the Avos are going to be without children. And it's Yitochen that that's what the Chachamim mean. They're Lashem v'lod al sheish b'boshes panam me'avoysai. Achshav yomru parna shemid alayim b'kdei shu l'atzma v'l'bikish alayim rachamim. Look at this leader who only wanted gedula for himself, and he didn't ask rachamim, ratzal loymar, that if Moshe Rabbeinu was mekabel this gzeru with silence, the Avos could have tainted. Look at this parnas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mamid, that when he was gozer mechias shem Yisrael mehem, and Uma Chadasha was supposed to come from Moshe, he was shosek. It's as if he wanted the gedula for himself. Lo bikish elayim rachamim. He wasn't mevakish on them rachamim, not only on the banim, also on the Avos, because now that the banim are not going to have Avos, the Avos aren't going to have banim. It's going to work both ways, and that's not good. Vayinochim Hashem lo rasha dibre lasus liyamo. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Beseder, we'll continue. We'll still be miyuchas to the Avos." And Moshe Rabbeinu had a good time, and he had salty as atzmi v'zdoiri, but Noach has hitzil as atzmi v'zdor lo hitzil. I saved myself and my generation. Noach saved himself, but he didn't save his generation. Bikesh gedula zu la'atzmai, shekol yoshvei tevel yunikrai malshmai, wanted this gedula for himself, that all the people on earth should be called on his name. But Moshe, heishiv, ha'avos al-banim ve'banim al-avoysam, Moshe Rabbeinu's avoida, was to be meishiv avos, banim al-avos, banim, Avos al banim, banim al avosim, the children to the fathers and fathers to the children, and now we're still connected to the Avos. David HaMelech praised Moshe Rabbeinu very nicely in Tehillim Kuvav, Vayasu Egel b'choy, Vayishtachu b'lamach Seicho, Vayamir Skavoy b'tav Nitzroch al Esav, Vayomir l'ashmidem, Lulei Moshe b'chir o'amad b'peretz l'ashiv chamosu me'ashchus. They made this terrible egel, they bowed down to it, they made him a god, but Moshe Rabbeinu stood in the breach to stop God's anger from destroying. So we have to remember that this argument between Noach and Moshe is not stam a competition, who's Gadol Mechavero, but rather who is going to be the conduit of bracha, because it's Vizos HaBracha. They're arguing in the Medrash who's right to give the bracha to the Jewish people. So first Noach says, hey, look at me. And then Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, I'm better than you. You only saved yourself. I saved my whole generation. So that's the argument is, who's going to be the one that's able to give the bracha? Uvenogel, in shall bracha, the Maral, the writes in the Netzach, that the osios of bracha are shnios lemakorios. In other words, the makorios are aleph, yud, kof. So aleph is singular numbers. Yud is in the double digits, and kuf is in the triple digits. And then if you go the next letter after aleph, yud, and kuf, which are going to be doubling it now, so beis is double of aleph, chuf is double of yud, resh is double of kuf, which is that's the bechor, and that's sheni la'av. The av is the makor, and the bechor is sheni la. So the inyan of bechor of bracha is to be sheni la'makor. So in bracha, the osios are in a different order, but it's the same osios of beis, chof, and resh, that the makor is the aleph, yud, and kuf. That's the beginning of the single digit, double digit, triple digit, and so then the next step is what receives from that, what doubles that, is the bechor. That's why the bechor gets double, and that's why bracha is double, bechor, bracha, and that's what we are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'nei bechor Yisrael. The Bechor is Sheini Lo, the Av is the Makor. So we see that the Avoda of Brachas to be Makari of the Nimtsoim El Makorim, in order that they should be Makabel Shefa Mimakor Kol HaBrachas Vo Hashem Yisbarach Bracha, is to bring the person back to the source. And in this way they merit having this Bracha. And we see this in the Nusach HaBrachas. It's not Stam Shevach. Rather, they show the makor moitzah of oisir shefa shem avarachal. On the dugma, we find the pasuk noisay and lechem chol basar. So why don't we make the bracha from there? Bracha to Hashem, noisay and lechem lechol basar. What bracha do we say? No, we don't use that pasuk. We say amotzi lechem in min haaretz, not because it has a bigger shevach, but rather this bracha is miyachis the shefa, it relates the shefa back to the source. What's the source of the shefa? The aretz. Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. You got to go back to the source. So mevarich yisorer, that bracha also has a makor. So if it's the aretz, then you got to go back to the makor makoros. What's the makor makoros? Kadosh Baruch Hu. So now, when we discuss who the person who's most right to bring bracha to the world is, we have to decide that that person who the Torah was made on him, that he was matzliach to be miyachis banim elavosam, to bring back to the source, for brios laborim v'u amufcha lamad ala bracha, and therefore Noach comes to taina that he's mufcha la bracha, that kol hemshech amine enoshim imenu, hilu hula vado nitzel min amavul, he was the only one saved from the mavul. Moshe says, say there! You saved yourself, so you want to say that everybody is miyuchas to you. They're miyuchas lavas olam through you, but you only saved yourself. You wanted the new world to start from you. And what does that mean? That means they're not going to be miyuchas anymore to the avos, to the people that came before you. They're not going to be called b'nei adam or b'nei sheis. You were mishtadl for them. So it's like you want the gedula for yourself. But if a person wants to bring bracha, yes, maybe yachas the gedulim to the ikar to be mevatel the havdala. So I was meishiv leiv banim ala voisim, and I was maftiach that the shem avos should be called by them. And meila I'm roi to bracha because I was miyachas. I connected the people to their avos to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. If they're dovik b'makor achaim, they're chaim kulchem ayom. And if they're nivdal, then achin kadam to musa. Adam t'chimu to musa and chas v'shalom. So Kedushas Yisrael is built on Hodas HaUma. It's a Keli Van Ve'el Elokei Aviram Imenu. Rashi says, Lo Ani Tchilas HaKedusha L'Muzekas V'Ametz LeHaKedusha V'Elokusu Ala Mimei Avosai. I'm not the beginning of Kedusha, rather the Kedusha is Muchzuk from the time of the Avos already. They already had Elokus, they already had Kedusha. So if people are Koifer in that Chazakah, Me'avos, and they say Anit Anu Tchilas HaKedusha. So this is the Reich of the Eagle that's coming from. They have no chelik in Okalei Yisrael. Heima Karav and Afal of Anachnu Kamnu V'Nesoid. That we get up and are encouraged because we're connecting ourselves back to the Avos. So that's what the Medrash means. Rabos Banos Asu Chayil. Many girls have done wonderful things. Ve'at, but you Moshe Rabbeinu Alis Al Kolani, you're the best. Medaber B'Moshe Al Shenis Ali Yosim and Akol. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mis'ala more than anybody else. He was the Gaul Rishon Shel Yisrael. V'heshiv le'vavos u'banim u'banim alavosam. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu's job was, to reconnect us to the Avos, that we should have this tremendous yichus. And now we're mitzapu le'gaul la'acharon. Achar is kereshis, we should be nigel, which is Eliyahu Anavi. And what's Eliyahu Anavi's job, sweet friends? Hinei anochi sholech lechem es Eliyahu Anavi v'fnei bayom Hashem ha'gadol v'anura v'heshiv le'vavos al'banim v'le'vbanim Alavosim, the same exact job of Moshe Rabbeinu. Achor is courageous of being meshiv the banim to the avos and the avos to the banim. Go back to the source, and that's really our avoda, to reconnect ourselves to where we came from. We should all be zocha mirtz Hashem to do this avoda properly, and be zocha to the kiyum of the gula b'meherah v'yameinu. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.